You know that he had such a storm.
I think it was the biggest head of my
something like that.
The other one,
5 days
that I've got.
5 days in a row.
Is that free?
Yeah, it was like, oh,
that would be nice. What's, I don't remember what you call it.
Oh,
no. I don't know what you call it.
Thanks.
It's like the one she had.
Yes. You came on our period.
Okay.
So these are, this is $50, and that's
$20. It's okay.
That would be $70.
So you want $5.
Whatever you say. Okay, thanks.
I'm assuming you're being honest about those shekels, because she didn't tell me about making changes.
It's like 500 shekels for two people. It's really 481.
Got it
right
here.
It's 4 shekels to the dollar, folks.
Of Israeli policemen, which now we can tell there were active soldiers. We're going to have a coming back. And I hear among couples, which was like an Israeli puppet
in the Jordanian territory.
This is when I got in trouble. Together, we have to break it.
$15.
Right. Actually, it's for 240. Actually, it's two.
For person. So we gave her 240.
Right. So
we
ran
out of money.
So
we
got
money.
And
then
only 240.
Right.
What is that?
Yeah, we had the same thing.
It's getting smaller and smaller.
Tipping and the danger.
Right.
And
what
he said here.
We're going to
say. betting this area that you're driving by is Area B. Mutual control. You have Israelis and Palestinians, and the veterans are not Israelis here, so they do not require to serve in the army. But we have veterans in the Galilee, like in the Valley of the Wind that we were, or in the Negev, and they do serve in the army. Their girls, because of their religion, volunteer to serve in the army. It's required, mandatory, to serve in the army. Girls for 2 years, boys for 3 years. If you take an officer course, is another year. And on top of that, we have, if you study in what is called theological school, either Christian, Muslim, Jewish, then you're exempt while you study. When you finish, so we stop studying, then you go to the army. If you go to the university, no way. You have to serve first, and then you go to the university. Here to the left, we'll be able to see Jericho. All this area was so fertile during the Second Temple period, not because there was natural, you know, rain here, because there were a lot of freshwater springs here, and several aqueducts, remember like the aqueduct we mentioned, like Caesarea and other, brought water to Jericho. And as you see it as an oasis today, so it was during the Second Temple period, and a lot of flora, lots of vegetables, a lot of fruit, a lot of vineyards, a lot of persimmon oil, which is sacred spice, herbs, not herbs, like ointment that was used at the temple, you would find here and also in En-Gedi. Here and in En-Gedi. Down here to the left hand side of the city of Jericho was the Winter Palace, the Winter Palace of the Hasmonean and then Herod. Herod died in the city of Jericho, but another Herod died in Caesarea, like he was eaten by worms. Look here to the right and see all this greenery.
Megabyte.
they saw it works, and in the south end of the Dead Sea, Israel and Jordan have their Dead Sea works where we mine minerals, and most of the energy there is solar energy. New buildings, no trees around them, you see it?
Yeah.
There's two paths that lead up. These are the first caves the scrolls were found in. Wow. The first scroll was the Book of Isaiah and others. But I'm going to tell you a lot more about the Dead Sea Scrolls later on. These are natural caves. You see the caves very well right now. So the scrolls that were used and were good scrolls were put in a natural cave. In Quran, they wrote a lot of scrolls. This is what they dedicate their life for. And therefore, when they... I'll tell you more about it on the slide. This has a lot to say about it. So as you see the green area to the left, they cultivated the area here to the left side. They had a lot of date industry. Hundreds of thousands of dates. Dates were found on the site. Desert cat, so many animals were here. in the north there.
If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. For Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead. Life is hidden with Christ. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness.
Look to the left hand side, and you see a fortress, or straight ahead now. And that fortress, straight ahead, was also a dump. They used to have put the boat here during the biblical time. During the time of the Maccabees and during the time of Hezekiah, they used to have put the boat going out from here. Why do you need a fortress here? Because we approach very important valley, the very valley that divides between the right. valleys and Mount Moriah, the Kidron Valley. The Kidron Valley, right here. And therefore, you have to make sure that the enemy will not use this ravine or this valley canyon to reach up to Jerusalem. So we're crossing now the Kidron Valley. And you see Wadi David and Wadi Arubot, but they're constant, this flowing water all the time. That's why you see here the oasis.
Oh, wow.
What I want to do on the way back, we'll drive a little bit here. Hopefully we'll get some leopard there. Wow. And, you know, till now, I showed you sinkholes on the left-hand side. Now, I'll show you sinkholes on the right-hand side. You see the area of the dead palm trees? Or here, just look down here to the right. Those dead palm trees sank in the sinkhole three times the height. The water here, and all these efforts to try to preserve the road. If you look here to the left, it was a resort area. You see the house that fell in a moment, there, right there. The road, everything sank down there. And there we see Masada for the first time. Look ahead to the left side, you see an artificial flat. It's not, sorry, so natural, of course. What is called Masa, or flat table mount, mesa.
Mesa, yeah.
Mesa is like a table in Spanish, right? There it is to the left. And the kibbutz itself, and getting to the right.
So slow. You had to lead by about a second.
Down to the left side. That's why they moved, starting to move their dead palm trees to the side, to the right. When we come to the side, this is how we're going to do it. We get off the bus, I will take care of the tickets, and you will go, as you come in, on the left side, the restrooms. Very hard to get to the restrooms on top of Masada, so we better use the one here. Then we're going to gather in the circle in the center. There's a model of Masada, so I want to talk about that. Then we'll see the museum, we'll see a film, and we'll take the cable car up to the top of Masada. Visit the side and then take down the cable car.